From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Egypt's military is promising not to fire on peaceful anti-government demonstrators. Organizers of the protests are hoping that 1 million people will take to the streets on Tuesday. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, hoping to appease the opposition, has sworn in a new cabinet. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says key is the appointment of a new interior minister.
The new minister, Mahmoud Wagdi, is the former head of criminal investigations. He's said to have had tense relations with his predecessor, Habib El-Adli, whose departure has been a key demand of protesters. The interior ministry oversees the police and security forces, dreaded by many Egyptians who claim they operate with impunity because of martial law. The Egyptian president, meanwhile, held on to his long-serving defense minister and foreign minister. Whether the changes will be enough to appease demonstrators seems unlikely. They packed Tahrir Square for a seventh day in numbers greater than before, calling for Mubarak to leave. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Retired U.S. diplomat Frank Wisner is urging Egyptian officials to embrace broad economic and political changes. Wisner is in Cairo for a meeting with government leaders. U.S. officials say President Mubarak must revoke his 27-year-old state of emergency. The Obama administration says that Egypt needs a plan for a credible presidential election as part of what it calls an orderly transition to real democracy. There are now two court rulings against the new health care law and two in favor of it. A federal judge in Florida today struck down the mandatory insurance provision taking effect in 2014. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, in the latest ruling, the judge went a step further, saying that the requirement could not be separated from the rest of the law.
Just about everyone expected Judge Roger Vinson to declare the so-called individual mandate to be beyond Congress's power under the Constitution's Commerce Clause, but they also expected he would allow most of the remainder of the law to stand. That's what a judge in Virginia did last month. Vinson, however, disagreed. He wrote that the individual requirement and the rest of the law were, quote, inextricably bound together and must stand or fall as an individual unit. This is the fourth district court decision to reach the merits of the health law. Two have upheld its constitutionality. Two have found it unconstitutional. All are being appealed. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Americans continued to spend more money last month as their incomes rose. The Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.7% in December. Spending for all of 2010 was up 3.5%, the fastest gain in 3 years. Meantime, the Federal Reserve says a business loan activity rose over the past 3 months because of competition, but the Fed says there hasn't been much easing in restrictions on consumer loans. This is NPR News. Haitian officials say ousted former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide is eligible for a diplomatic passport to return to the country if he chooses. The Interior Ministry says Aristide has not applied for a passport. Aristide was Haiti's first democratically elected president. The former priest was overthrown in a coup, restored to power, and then ousted again in 2004. He has been living in South Africa. Some observers fear that Aristide's return to Haiti could destabilize the already politically divided nation. A group of Wisconsin plaintiffs claiming they were molested as children at a Catholic school for the deaf say they'll press on with a lawsuit against the Vatican. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports that the church has been trying to delay the case.
The Vatican has refused to be served with a federal lawsuit that alleges now Pope Benedict and other church leaders covered up dozens of sexual assaults that Father Lawrence Murphy committed about 40 years ago at the Wisconsin school. The Vatican says the case should only proceed through diplomatic channels. But abuse victims are asking Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki to contact the Pope on their behalf. Gigi Budzinski is the daughter of abuse victim Arthur Budzinski. She says her father will keep fighting.
Till the end, and hopefully when we see justice prevail.
The clergy abuse group, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says it will also ask the U.S. State Department to take up the case with Vatican officials. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
A new storm threatens to carry a wintry mix over a third of the nation. A blizzard watch is in effect for Tuesday and Wednesday for southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and northwest Indiana. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.